Birchas Kriyat Shema. So we saw last year the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ramban about whether the Birchas Kriyat Shema is a Birchas HaMitzvah or whether it is a Birchas Shelach Lavda. The Rashba's opinion was that Birchas Kriyat Shema is what? Rashba and the Shuvos? Who?
Their own brachos.
Birchas Shelach Lavda, their own brachos, and they weren't even established for Kriyat Shema. Chazal would just misader them al seder Kriyat Shema, but in principle the brachos are brachos Shelach Lavda, which we made independently, one Yotzer Or, one Ahavas Olam, and the brachos afterwards on Geula and Hashkivenu, they really stand totally independent of Kriyat Shema. That was a radical claim, in my opinion, a radical claim of the Rashba. Now, what was one of the Rashba's key rayos to substantiate that interpretation? Correct. It's not formulated like your classic Birchas HaMitzvah, which would normally be Likroa Shema or Kriyat Shema. And we don't have that Nuscha Bracha for these brachos. Therefore, the Rashba claimed, and this is what motivated the Tshuva in the first place, that it's perfectly acceptable to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. He was trying to defend whose position in the beginning of Maseches Brachos? Who? No, not Rabbi Huda. Whose position? Richard, in the beginning of Maseches Brachos? Who is the Rashba trying to explain? Whose position? Rashi's position, that the Iker Kriyat Shema is the Kriyat Shema that you say Alamita, even though that Kriyat Shema is not recited with the Brachos at all. And so he wanted to explain why isn't it a Brachal Vatala to make the Brachos Kriyat Shema before it says when you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. And he also wanted to explain how is it that you can Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema after Tzeis without the brachos. Who seemed to disagree with this? Who was motivated to think that the Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema has to be done in conjunction with the Kiyum Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema? Not in this context. Tosos. Tosos and Avos, when Tosos objects to Rashi's thesis, one of the points that Tosos raises in objection to it is the fact that it's inconceivable to him that you can Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. He thought if that's the Kiyum Mitzvah, it would have to be with the Brachos. Right? So it sounds like Tosos would not agree to the analysis of the Rashba. The Ramban disagreed with the Rashba. The Ramban was of the position that at least the Bracha of Ava Rabba is a Birchos HaMitzvah. Did the Ramban bring any proofs to his position?
Is it because it can be used as a Birchas HaMitzvah for Talmud Torah?
Excellent, yeah. I think the thing that the Ramban seemed to say to motivate that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah is that Ava Rabba is used or can count as the Birchas HaMitzvah for Talmud Torah. That kind of shows that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Ramban himself is adamant that Ava Rabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyat Shema. What nafkamina does he extract from it being a Birchas HaMitzvah? So not only do you have to say it in conjunction with the Kiyum Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema, but what would be problematic? Hefzik. Particularly the Hefzik of Kel Melech Neman. So we read through that Ramban, right? On Daf Yud Aleph? Yeah. I just want to draw your attention. Did anybody take a look at the Meiri's? Well, wasn't that fantastic?
And I'm not sure really what he added, but...
In Gossip.
Yeah.
It's fantastic in Hak. Let's take a quick look at that Magen Avos for a second. A little background to the Magen Avos. Anybody want to tell me what the Magen Avos is?
I mean, just where the Meiri would quote Menhagim.
What motivated Magen Avos?
The import of Ashkenazi people. As far as starting from the expulsion into the Provence.
I don't know how... The expulsion of where?
Not the expulsion. After the Almohad invasion, there were a lot of Sephardim in the area.
We're a couple hundred years after the Almohads, no?
The same thing that motivates...
The Almohads are the beginning of the 1100s, no? What?
They're not.
It's 1100s, the Meiri is like the 1300s.
Yeah, but the same kind of...
That's like saying, you know, like people from the south are moving north because of the Civil War.
No,
in the 21st century.
No, Mohammed,
yeah. 150 years ago, there was a war.
Yeah, Mohammed, you know, Mohammed, and, you know, Mohammed, and this is...
I think it had to do more. I think it actually had to do more with just movement from Catalonia in Tamir de Ramban into southern France. Catalonia itself was sometimes part of Spain, sometimes part of these French kings, like Provence, and so you had a lot of movement between the two. And then you had Tamir de Ramban objecting to the minhagim of Provence, and then the Meir, you had to come along and respond to their attacks. So just let's look here very quickly.
So what minhagim is he talking about from Provence?
Okay, so Magen Avos, literally, what does the title mean?
Defending
the fathers, right? So what happened is you had halachic imperialism here, where the Chachmei Sfarad, the Talmidim of the Ramban, moved north to Provence, and they said, everything you guys are doing is wrong, because our Rebbe told us that you're supposed to do it this way. And then that antagonized all the Chachmei Provence. I'm like, what are you talking about? This has been Minhag Provence for 200 years. Who are you guys to come and tell us what to do? So they picked the Meiri to write a defense of the local Minhagim. This is kind of a riot that the Meiri was a big deal, even though he didn't hold any...
How do you think that's known? That meaning?
Seems like it, yeah. How do we know that they picked him? It just sounds like he was the guy who...
He just chose to defend them.
Right. No, it sounds like...
The way he made it seems like, they had a median. Like, you the Meiri, you'll do it instead of us.
Right.
Right. Is that actually how it played out, or you just...
I think I read that somewhere. We'll have to check what the marker for that is. I think Meiri might say it in his Akdama, that that he's like representing Chachmei Provence, which implies that it was just a self-initiation. But let's see. So the first issue, what were the big issues? What were the big fights about? So the first big fight was about Kel Melech Neman before Kriyat Shema. Isn't that amazing? And you can see the Ramban himself has already worked up about it. But he gives us more detail than the Ramban gave us about it. Remember the Ramban's objection to Kel Melech Neman is that it's a hefsek between the Birchas HaMitzvah and Kriyat Shema, and that's unacceptable. You never answer Amen or say anything in between your Birchas HaMitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So here the Ramban writes, Minag Kadim Ba'artzos Halalim Yimei Kedem. So here the Meiri writes that it's an old Minag. Bimei HaRabbanim HaGedolim, from our great scholars. V'chein Be'eres Tzarfas U'Ashkenaz. It's not just Provence, but it's also northern France and Germany. She'omrim Achar Birchas Avas Olam K'shebam L'haskel B'kriya Shema Kel Melech Neman. So you can say this is an old Ashkenazic Minag. Of course, we use Ashkenaz to refer to all the Ashkenazim, but it's a silly title because every culture in Ashkenaz was different. There were the German Baliatosos, that's how some people use the word Ashkenaz. There were the French Baliatosos, that's Tsarfas. There is Provence, which is strictly speaking Ashkenaz, but it's different from Tsarfas. And then later you have like Minag Lita and Minag Poland. These are all different cultures. One of the criticisms of the Ramah is that the Ramah doesn't give you Minag Ashkenaz, it really gives you Minag Poland, Minag Pauline. So even though we Ashkenaz say, the Ramah, that's the Ashkenazic Minag, but a lot of the German Talmidim, let's say of the Mariel, etc., they didn't like the idea that the Ramah was so like Polish in his Psakim. It's important to bear in mind that there are these different subcultures. Same for Sfarad, which we'll talk about in a second. Uve'ames, says the Meiri, lo haya minag ze, lo be'eretz ha-marav, be'eretz Yisrael, v'lo be'eretz ha-mizrach. This wasn't the minag in Eidot ha-mizrach. Probably means...
Bavel.
Yeah, Bavel, exactly. And not in Eretz Yisrael. V'gam lo be'eretz Catalonia, asher haisa mikedem b'chlal eretz Sfarad. Very interesting point that once upon a time, Catalonia was part of Spain. I don't know what he's referring to exactly, but if you know the history...
There are five regions that became part of Spain.
Well, if you know the history is that the Muslims conquered the whole Iberian Peninsula all the way north to France. So Catalonia is the northeast section of the Iberian Peninsula.
Weren't they communists?
We're talking before communism was even... We're talking here in like the 700s.
The communists didn't use their like Araya for their communist theories of like post-war making. I'm pretty sure I'm not.
You're talking about Catalonia, like in the 20th century.
Is
Yeah.
You know what I'm referring to?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, here we're talking, like, 1300 years before that. Like, there's the Muslim conquest of the Iberian Peninsula in, like, the 700s or something. And then the Christians, the Reconquista, you know, fought for about until, like, 1492 with the fall of Granada. The Christians were trying to push the Muslims back south, back into Africa. And that's, like, the conquest. But the first thing that they conquered was Catalonia, like, that northeastern region. So it's not actually clear to me what the Miri is referring to, but this idea that Catalonia was once Bichlal Eretz Svarad, by the time the Miri comes around, he doesn't see it as part of Eretz Svarad. It's a very interesting question. When we talk about the Ramban as being from Svar, from Catalonia, the Rashbo is from Catalonia.
Wait, Girona is in Catalonia.
Yeah. Yeah, Catalonia is a region. It's like New York State. And then Girona is a city. Barcelona is a city. So when he talks about Catalonia, something like that whole region. It's still called Catalonia Ara Yamazet.
Yeah.
There's a whole like Catalonian secession that they tried to secede from Spain recently. Didn't work. So this is a very interesting point. I just want to say something about this, the Sephardic culture. You know, we talk about Sfarad as if it's a unified culture, but the Sfar that the Rambam comes from, the Sfar that the Rif comes from, the Sfar that the Rimigash comes from is totally different from the Sfar that the Ramban comes from and that the Rashba comes from. You guys know that? Like, totally different. They have nothing to do with each other. They're dominated by different political entities. They were religiously, one was Muslim, one was Christian. Like, the Ramban lived in Christian Catalonia. The Rashba lived in Christian Catalonia. The Rambam, the Rif, the Rimigash, the Yad Ramah, mostly they were under Islamic rule. Okay?
The idea of Svarad
is only once the Christian reconquest was completed in 1492 and they got all the way to Granada. But otherwise, Spain was like two separate countries. Okay?
How is Spain barely?
Right, well, it's a loose confederation because of all these different cultures. Svar Yigialia Denu, Machzorim. By the way, the Ramban himself, I believe, says, he always talks about this, he talks about Svarim that came from Svarad. When the Ramban's writing in Catalonia. Svar Yigialia Denu, Machzorim, Meeres Catalonia, Suvim Isman Kedem Kadmasa. So he has his Nuskalas from Machzorim that came from early Catalonia. Shalo Haya Minagze. The Miri says, look, we have Svarim from Catalonia that omit El Melech Neman. They go straight from Oevam Yisrael into Kriyashma. And the Miri is saying that's because Catalonia historically was part of Svarad. So their minhag historically was not to say Kel Melech Neman. When did that change? Who changed the minhag?
Balamor.
Yeah, so you can see the Balamor was the...
Well, that's close. He's a player.
The Balamor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a major player here. And you can see why the Ramban got so worked up about it. The Balamor was born in Girona. Reb Zrachi Halevi.
But then he became
a... Yeah, then you'll see, yeah. So it would be Mei Reb Zrachi Halevi, Sheyatza B'Bachurusa Me'er Gironda, V'Zacha Lilmo B'Migdel Lunil. So he went from Girona to Lunel. Lunel is one of the two main cities in Provence. Lunel and, what's the other big city? Narbona. It was like the two big yeshivas in Provence. V'amad sham zman rav, and he stayed and he learned in Lunel for a lot of time. V'chazar lo l'sham. What does that mean?
He went back to Girona.
Remember, that's the Ramban's town. And what did he do? V'hinig b'sham kol b'nei hakol kimin hag eretz alazu. So the Balamor took the Provençal minhag and said, I want everybody in Girona now to enact this. Even though historically, Catalonia never did it. Pretty good history here, no? V'nikva b'machzoreim k'derech shu kavua b'machzorim shalanu. So I guess the Balamor scribbled in all the machzorim kel melech neman. That should be the nusach. And then what happens? V'agia tur harav agador moshe b'rav nachman zal. And the Ramban comes around. The Ramban says, Balamor, what have you done? You've totally rewritten mina gerona. Historically, we never said this. Ra'a shemikodem lo yunogim kach. V'shebechol eretz svarad lo hayu omrim oso. We saw the Ramban inside. That's the Ramban in Daf Yud Aleph. V'niskasha ve'enav al shehayu omrim oso. Number one, the Ramban didn't like the Shita. And what else does the Meiri attribute to the Ramban? Mitzura flamasha haya harav bar machlokoso shel harav zerbzrachia margi al svaro. No, combined with the fact that the Ramban was the bar plukt of the Balamor and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always at each other's throats. So, number one, the Ramban didn't like Kalmalaf Nama. Number two, he didn't like the Balamor. Right? And to such an extent that he even wrote the whole Sefer Milchamos against the Balamor. The Ramban tells us, Sheshol Bozet, Rava Mufla, Grabmeir, Mitulutilia. That's the Yad Ramah, who is in Toledo. Toledo's in central Spain, near what's today Madrid. Madrid historically wasn't a city. It was really Toledo that was like the capital of.
Toledo is a city today also.
Of course, yeah. You gotta go. Toledo's one of the coolest cities in Spain.
In Ohio.
Well, there's Toledo, Ohio. So Toledo, Spain's unbelievable. You gotta see it. One of the cool things is that because it was conquered and reconquered, you could like see, you stand in the city and you see like which buildings were built by the Muslims and which were built by the Christians. Like some of the stuff looks like this kind of Islamic architecture and some of this looks
this
like classic.
Madrid or Toledo?
Toledo. Toledo. Madrid doesn't have any rich history. It's only, but Toledo is unbelievable. They have shuls there from the, I think there are two shuls from the Middle Ages in Toledo. And then they were like turned into mosques and then they were turned into churches. So you can kind of see like all the different layers. And, okay.
So, you go inside the church?
What?
You hold it's okay to go inside the church?
I don't. It depends if the church was destroyed or made inactive by non-Jews. That's the standard. It has to be Mevuta from the Shem of Udazara. Okay. So the Ramban pointed out, "B'she'enom mermosa b'chol svarad v'lo be'eretz Yisrael." Notice again, that's the girsa in the Ramban that they didn't say "kel melech nam eretz Yisrael." V'nisbatel haminog al pi harav v'nimchak min hamachzorim. So the Ramban went around and scratched out what the Baal Amor put into the machzorim of Gerona. V'hechzik harav tova la'atzmo v'nosan shevach l'hoda l'el al shenisbatel hashibush hazeh al yado. It's the Ramban was like very proud that he restored Minog Girona back to what it's supposed to be. Isn't that unbelievable? You think like this is the first issue of like that the Meiri's writing in Magen Avos like about saying Kel Melech Neman before Kriya Shema. And Vinasan Tamlu Dvarav Mnesha Birchas Avasol and Hubirchas Mitzvah Shema Ve'ein Lahafsek, and he brings rayas to it, and he even points out that the Ramban insults people who answer Amen after the bracha. V'haisa raya zu pshita be'enav shanias Amen zehu hafzik. Fine, so that's the Meiri's summary of the background and the debate here. But he concludes, why is he getting involved? He says, uvizmanenu zeh ba'u hena talmidim mikubalim mishnos harav. What does that mean? That means the Ramban's talmidim made their way up north to Provence. They said, "Who are you guys? Why are you saying Kel Melech Neman?" Uva amarnu lahem yom yom. Where's that from? It's from the Megillas Esther. Like that, they would tell Mordechai every day to bow down. So he says, we would tell them every single day, Shekach nogu ba'arzo se'ilim bizman kama go'onim v'kama rabbanim shahayi ba'aretz hazos l'meos v'alofim rabbanei alofim v'rabbanei moyin. Saying, look, we've been doing this by our biggest Hamidi Chachamim. That's what they enacted. Hakol hoya ka'ayin be'enehem. The Talmidim of the Ramban thought that was meaningless. Like they weren't machshiv the rabbanim of Provence. So if davar kashta yad l'shonam aleinu chizku yedehem higbiru b'lshonam. So the Talmidim of the Ramban waged war against the people in Provence that they have to be mevatel es minog of Kel Melech Neman. How exciting is that? This is what the Jews fight about. No, it is very important, right? Like, what is Kel Melech Neman? Is it a hafsek? So we'll read the Meiri's substantive analysis a little later on. But you can see how important this was to the Ramban and how he mobilized his Talmidim, at least that they were willing to fight for this Deya, that Kriya Shema is a Birchas HaMitzvah. That Birchas Kriya Shema is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Who's the other Rishon who's very adamant that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah?
The
Ra. Well, the Ra I think is not so clear. Which Rishon is pretty clear on the books that Birchas Kriya Shema, the Ramban says it's for Abba Rabba, but who else says that they're... What? Maybe Rabbeinu Yonah Kondigon.
Maybe Rabbeinu. No, he's not.
Or Zeruah. Yeah, I believe the Or Zeruah. Let's take a look at the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is commenting on the Gemara and Brachos about Amar Lahem HaMemuna Birchu Bracha Achas. Did everybody get to that Gemara? We'll look at it in a second. But... What?
The Ramban
recited it. The Ramban cited the Or Zeruah? Yes, he cited that Gemara, correct. Well, the Or Zeruah is citing it for a slightly different purpose. He cites this Gemara. He says, commenting on that Gemara, if you were to say Shema before Nates, it sounds like the Gemara thinks you can make the bracha of Avas Olam, but you should hold off on the bracha of Yotzer Or. Because you want the bracha of Yotzer Or to be on Yitziras Or when there's light outside. So if you're saying Shema too early, you should hold off on this on the first bracha. V'ha'idna ikadim. This is from Rabbeinu Chananel, I believe. The Or Zeruah is citing it. V'ha'idna ikadim ubarich avas olam v'kari kriyashma v'hadar kara Yotzer Or. So if you wake up early, you say avas olam, you read kriyashma, and then you say Yotzer Or. Yotze yidei chova de brachos. Lekrosan kisidran. Sorry, Yotze Chovah de Brachos. Lekrosan kisidran. Sorry, de Brachos, Lekrosan kisidran, Ein Ma'akos zu ezu. You don't have to read the Brachos kiseder, such that the Seder HaBrachos is Ma'akev. That's one way of understanding the Maskan of the Gemara. Aval, Im Hiniach, Achas Legamri, Lo Yotze Yidei Chovah, So Adkan Lashono. So the idea here is that the Seder is not Ma'akev, but the Brachos are Ma'akev. Okay. Why would that be the case? Why would it be so that the Seder is not Ma'akev, meaning you can make the bracha of Yotzer Or after Kriya Shema, but it's critical that you say it? What would be the explanation for that? Well, so no, he's not going to say that. He's actually going to try to generalize from here a general theory about Birchas HaMitzvos.
Right.
Exactly. Meaning, you do Brichos HaMitzvah maybe are Ma'akev, or they're Ma'akev, some dimension of the Mitzvah Min HaMukhar. Exactly, but over L'Asiyasan is not necessary. So over L'Asiyasan is just a prat in the ideal way of doing the Brichos HaMitzvah. But there are Tzveidinim in Brichos HaMitzvah. The Bracha has to be recited in conjunction with the Mitzvah. It's a deeper question why Birchas HaMitzvah is required in general. But you still could get the Birchas HaMitzvah after the fact. After you've done the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. So that's what he writes. Lamadnu Mikan. Anybody prepare this that wants to read it?
Sure.
Ezra, you got it?
Lamadnu Mikan. Dechloi Echazol Birach Kodem HaMitzvah Mevarach L'Afrikan V'Yotzei Bracha.
Oh. So notice that he thinks this is a general theory, and he's saying a general theory of Birchas HaMitzvahs. Right? Kodem HaMitzvah, you can do that. And what's the raya that he brings? Okay. So that's the din of Tevilas Ger. The Gemara gives a few examples where you make the Birchas HaMitzvah after you perform the mitzvah. This is the Gemara where the Gemara talks about Kol Mebrachos 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 Yasan. One example is Ger, Tevilas Ger. That he's not roi to make the bracha beforehand. Why is he not roi?
He's not a Jew.
He's not Jewish. Exactly. So the Gemara itself says, Mishum Gavra de lo chazi lo matzi mevarech kodem lachen. The Or Zeruah is saying that hu hadin. Go ahead. Okay, of course it's a jump. The Gemara is saying Gavra lo chazi, and he's saying hu hadin. If Bidyevdi just forgot to make the bracha beforehand, you should still make it after. But the point is that he's thinking this is a general principle of Birchas HaMitzvah. He talks about Shechita. Let's see. Why should you make the bracha after shchita, not before? So he quotes this Yushalmi in the end of bracha. Sorry, he quotes this Yushalmi. I'm not sure where it is. Check the footnotes. Pirish. I think maybe it's the Gemara in the end of brachos. Yushalmi in the brachos in Parak HaRoah. Shchita emasai mevarech. When should you make a bracha on shchita? What do we say? Rabbi Yochanan Amar over lishchot before, and Rabbi Yossi holds after. What's that sad? You should make the bracha on shchita after. So they said, because you don't know if the shchita is going to be a shchita kshira. The shchita may come out to be no good, and then it's a bracha vatala. Some people say this as a theory why the bircha, if you hold that birchas kedushin, Vasher Kedushim says of Tzivanu al Arayos, Vashalana Sa'aruso, so the birchas the mitzvah on kedushin, why did it make it after? So they say a general theory that anytime the mitzvah depends on somebody else's acceptance, you don't know if the person is going to go through with it. So if the wife says no, if she rejects the ring under the chuppah, turns out it's a bracha levatala. So that's why some Rishonim thought that you should make the birchas mitzvah of kedushin after the fact, because it's tali b'das achirin. That's a theory in the Rishonim. So the Yushalmi has that similar theory for shchita, because we don't know if the shchita is going to be a shchita k'shera. Ahari lamadnu sha'adam. Notice again, this is clearly a case of birchas hamitzvah, achar asiyas hamitzvah. The Rashba wants to generalize from the case of shchita and tevilas ger to the case of shachach. Yes? Okay. So, and therefore, he's going to say the same thing is true for the bracha of yotzer or. If you're doing the mitzvah of Shema at a time where it's not roi to make the bracha of Yotzer Or, so you still need the bracha as a birchas mitzvah, but you can make the bracha after. So go ahead, Nir Beinai. Nir Beinai,
Delisa L'Raya, the Ravina Miger, Mew, the Ravina, and Suda Yitamar, Ula Perish, Pre-Chada.
La Perish, Rina Nechana,
no? Right. The Perish Hasan, Delis, Hilkos, like a Ravina, Mew, Bad.
Oh, so here he paskins that you're able to make the bracha of Yotzer Or achar kriyashma. Elavadai. I mean, he's quoting a Gemara that says you can't make your birchas hanenin after you already ate.
Right.
And he's saying a birchas hanenin is not comparable to a birchas mitzvah. A birchas mitzvah could be done after the fact, like tefilas ger and shchita. But a birchas hanenin, since it's a din and kol hanenin miolam hazeh below bracha, it's kilu mal, it has to be done in advance. No such thing as a birchas hanenin after the fact. Masha'in kein birchas mitzvahs.
Masha'in kein birchas mitzvah, ho vein achrei bracha,
ima nafilu achar masa'i yachzu. I mean, you also don't have a bracha afterwards. Right, birchas hamazon, you can have a bracha but you don't have a birchas mitzvah, so that's why if you didn't do the birchas mitzvah beforehand, you should do the birchas mitzvah afterwards. What? What about it? It actually depends. The machlokas. A lot of people, I think Maker didn't, people believe the bracha should be done beforehand, just the concern is that maybe you're Mekabel Shabbos already.
When I light, I light over
Lasiyasan. Right. I also light over Lasiyasan. I don't light when I, but I light over Lasiyasan and just drop the match.
Why? You're saying because of words.
So you don't extinguish it.
Really?
Wait,
you have to be concerned about that? Guys have to be concerned about that?
But you light it?
I don't light it, but I'm saying, but my view is that you just light it and just don't do it.
Even guys?
What?
Even guys?
It depends if you think. You could just have in mind to be Mechavel Shabbos at davening.
Yeah, davening. That's what I thought.
You could do that. You could do that as well. But if you're being Mekabel Shabbos with your hadlaka, you can still light in advance and just say bracha before, yeah.
There's no problem dropping the...
Very
good.
Dropping? You just put it down and let it go out on its own. Point is, you shouldn't be doing a Maisa Kibbuli.
I understand.
Okay. So, something I want us to derive from here. What could we derive from here that's important for our purposes? Two things. Number one, the simple thing to derive, Gavi, is?
This is brachas
okay, and what's the significance of that here? what type of bracha does he view the Berachas Kriyas Shema as?
Oh, it's a Berachas Mitzvah.
Berachas Mitzvah. Fine. That's great. We already know that from the Ramban. So this is point number two. What does he add that we didn't know from the Ramban?
You could be using Kriyas Shema without Berachas Mitzvah.
No, he does think you need the Berachas Mitzvah. Okay, that's fine. That too, fine. Because that's the idea that the Seder Berachas is not Makkah. That's a general theory for Berachas Mitzvah. Something a little more important, and it's just understanding the Berachas Kriyas Shema. What information do we get from the Or HaZeruah that we did not get from the Ramban? He's saying something a little more than the Ramban said in terms of the scope of the discussion of Berachas Mitzvah. Okay, I think that's what Gavi and Tani were saying. Which bracha?
I mean,
Yotzer Or. He's saying this about Yotzer Or. Because he's talking about the Gemara that says, if you say Shema early, you should recite Ava Solam, Shema, and then when the Zman of Yotzer Or comes around, make the bracha of Yotzer Or. And he's saying, oh, you see, you can make a bracha afterwards. What do you see from here? Your Zeruah is taking the bracha of Yotzer Or as one of the brachas mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. Whereas Ramban limited his analysis to the bracha of Abba Rabba. So it's a very, very important conclusion. Because Ramban himself is willing to dismiss Yotzer Or as a bracha shavach v'odah based off that Gemara Megillah about the blind person having to be nene from the Or in order to make the bracha of Yotzer Or. So Ramban said that's a bracha shavach v'odah. But the Or HaZeruah here seems to assume and to hold that the bracha of Yotzer Or is part of the bracha mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. That's very important. Because that's a connection about the, you know, Pol Hashem Lo Yabitu discussion, that Kriyas Shema is fundamentally connected in the Kiyam Mitzvah to the idea of the Yetziras HaMa'oros. Right? Abba Rabba doesn't have those themes. So to the extent that we want to say that the Yotzer HaMa'oros discussion, Maver Yom Nevi Laila, etc., is part of the Ikar Kiyam Kriyas Shema, I think the Or HaZeruah is the best shita to capture that that's actually the Berachas HaMitzvah on Kriyas Shema, even though he holds as it's the B'dieved Din and Hilchos Brachos, you could sometimes make a Berachas HaMitzvah after the fact.
You think he holds, he disagrees with the Ramban that Abba Solam is not a, I think he, I mean,
no,
he,
no,
he
I think
it, he thinks they're both.
Right, I think he thinks it's kind of a funny thing that maybe there are two Berachas HaMitzvah here on Kriyas Shema. Right, I don't think he's saying that Abba Rabba isn't. That's, I think he's just at the Ramban was adamant that Yotzer is. And he's saying, I understand him as saying they both are. Vehevi Raya Rav Moshe Rav Yaakov Zatzal. Here's another Raya to this theory that you can make a Berachas Mitzvah after the Maisa Mitzvah. Go ahead. So the Gemara says that if you made a bracha on your Karban Pesach but neglected to make a bracha on your Chagigas Yudalid,
then you're fine.
And the din is that you have to eat your Karban Chagiga first because you're supposed to eat the Karban Pesach Alasova. And the Chagiga is how you satiate yourself so that you're eating the Pesach Alasova. So basically what the Gemara is saying is that your Birchas HaMitzvah on the Karban Pesach could be Chal retroactively on your Chagigas Yedalet. Right? V'hai sin echal spirishon. The Chagiga was eaten first. V'hechim ishkachas la. Meaning in Pesach, if you didn't make a bracha on the Karban Pesach yet, you would have to make even ex post facto. Right? Lo birech ala Pesach, lo patar. So what does that teach you? You could make a Berachas HaMitzvah afterwards. And he says this is against the Rambam Shita. Because what does the Rambam hold when it comes to Berachas Kedushin? The Rambam holds that Berachas Kedushin is a Berachas HaMitzvah. And the Rambam says if you forgot to make it beforehand, you cannot make it afterhand. So v'delo k'divrei Rav Rav Moshe Bar Maimon.
So Meaning, yeah. You know, Gwenehim thinks that it's a Berachas Mitzvah.
And he holds you can't do it afterwards. Right. The Oros Rishon himself says, I happen to hold that it's not a Berachas Mitzvah. Okay. Excellent. So this Or Zeruah seems to be very important. Number one, in giving us a second day that Berachas Kriyat Shema Berachas Mitzvah. And number two, in giving us a statement that the bracha of Yotzer Or is nichlal in the Berachas Mitzvahs of Kriyat Shema. It's not clear what the Or Zeruah believes about Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenu. I guess he would just say those are.
What?
So this is what Ezra was asking before. I think he would say that Avraham is also part of the Berachas Mitzvah.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Like, it's kind of a funny thing that there are two Berachas Mitzvah.
And also, you have said between.
If right. I guess you'd have to say, if that's the way Chazal were mitaking it, then it's not a hafsek. But it is a little puzzle that he would have to sort through. Okay. One other day on the pro Berachas Mitzvah camp. In this long discussion of Rabbeinu Yonah, the first Rabbeinu Yonah on the Masechta here, on Daf Aleph and Mid Aleph, about the Kriyashma and Shul versus Kriyashma at home discussion, Rabbeinu Yonah really blows open the debate about how can you recite Kriyashma without the Birchos Kriyashma. So you recall he had some wild suggestions.
Including.
He said one suggestion was in the Beis HaKnesses you should read Shema with the brachos, but have Kavana not to be Yotzei Kriya Shema, but to be Yotzei Yidei Kriyas HaBrachos. Right? So you're Yotzei your brachos in Shul that are Chal on your Kriya Shema later, but you're not doing your Kriya Shema until after Tzeis. V'yachach Sheyeh V'beiso, then you just do Kriya Shema without the brachos. That was one suggestion. But then there was some concern. What was the concern with that? What's the concern with that? The Tosos issue, which is
the brachos, right?
Shouldn't you be making some sort of bracha when you're mekayim mitzvahs Kriya Shema after tzeis? So he quoted a daya. Let's see. The Chasa of Rav Amram Gon. Who prepared this Rabbeinu Yonah? Richard, did you prepare it?
A while ago.
Isn't that unbelievable? So we have a chiddush of the Gonim, Ramam Gon, that when you're doing the Maisa Mitzvah of Kriyashma, you need to make the bracha after tzeis, right? Outside of the context of davening, because you made your Birchos Kriyashma earlier, you should make a special Birchos HaMitzvah, Asher Kedushan HaMitzvah Tzivanu Likro Kriyashma. Now I think this Deya clearly believes that the Birchos Kriyashma in general are operating as Birchos HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. And when you have them, then you don't need this Matbea Katzar of Asher Kishon Sos of Etzion Lekos Kriya Shema. But when you don't have them, like in the case where you daven Kriya Shema before this man in Shul, then you have to go and make a separate Birchos HaMitzvah before you do the Maisa Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the Birchos HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema can take two forms. Either Matbea Katzar of Asher Kishon Sos of Etzion Lekos Kriya Shema, or the long form when you're doing it with the subsumed within the Seder Kriya Shema with Birchos Seh. But this is a Raya Brida. So this is a really important response to the Rashba, who said, "Oh, if it was Birchos Mitzvah, it would have just had a Shekhar Shem Sosa Tzon Likros Kriya Shema." And Rav Mungon is saying, "There is that. Well, in a Hanami." You do require that bracha if you're saying Kriya Shema outside of the context of the Birchos Kriya Shema of Yotzer Or and Avos Olam, which L'chora implies that long Nusach HaBracha is functioning as just a longer version of Asher Kishon Sos Etzion L'Kros Kriya Shema. Right? It also might imply that there's nothing special about Asher Kishon Sos Etzivanu L'Kros Kriya Shema. That's just one form that a Nusach of a Birchos HaMitzvah could take. But sometimes it's even better if the Nusach HaBracha takes a more extensive form, and then it doesn't have to mention Asher Kishon Sosa Vitzivanu Likro. Okay? Nafkamina, like we mentioned earlier, for the discussions of is Birchas Kedushin Shashalano Sarusos, is that a Birchas Mitzvah? Okay. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes his Rebbe as not liking this. Do we know who Rabbeinu Yonah's Mori Harav
is?
Is
that not just Rabbeinu
Yonah? Or this Rabbeinu Yonah himself?
Yeah, because it's just
a Samidim. Could be. Maybe this is Rabbeinu Yonah himself. So, Omar Rabbeinu Mori Harav, She'ein Zeh Nachon. Go ahead. So this is the debate. Is it maybe better to repeat Avas Olam when you're home saying your Kriya Shema, and that's the preferred Birchas HaMitzvah, because nowhere do we find this Nusach HaBracha of Asher Kishon Sosa V'Tzivanu in Shas. Right? And then L'chora, this is like a Ramban-esque Raya, Ba'afidu al Kriyas HaPsukim. That's a raya l'chora that Avarava could serve as a Birchas HaMitzvah, because it works as a Birchas HaMitzvah for Talmud Torah. So you see that's, you know, when you're doing Kriyas Shema as a Mitzvah, you should just take out Avas Olam and recite it. That's what they have as one of Rabbeinu Yonah's Rebbeim.
Can Avas Olam function as both Birchas HaMitzvah for Talmud Torah and Kriyas Shema though?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the point. Like Hishkin Lashanos, if you already read Kriyas Shema with its brachos, then you would be exempt from Birchas HaTorah, because it counts both as your bracha on Kriyas Shema and as your Birchas HaTorah. I think it's the Pashup Shah, and that's like, yeah, that's counting as both.
It's controversy,
right?
Right.
And
Rabbeinu
Yonah's
involved. Right. He's a big player.
And so was his, and so was Matzah.
Okay.
The other Rashba.
What? The other Rashba. Shlomo ben Avraham. Yeah. Solomon B. Abraham of Montpellier.
And Shlomo ben Amram.
What?
Same guy.
Yeah, same guy, same person. What?
Montpellier means Shlomo.
Right. Minahar. Okay. This is all good. Was it?
Yeah.
We'll look at the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah was also like Vidal. Vidal. Bona Struk. Yeah. Also, Rabbeinu David has a good name. Rabbeinu David Imsachim. Bonaparte. Like. What is Bonfil? Bonafed? Bonafil? He's a good name like that. Okay. So I think this Rabbeinu Yonah is pretty important. Number one, because he quotes his day in the Gaon that there is a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyas Shema. That's a pretty big deal. Rabbeinu Yonah himself thinks it's preferable to use Abba Rabba as the Birchas HaMitzvah, even if you already said Abba Rabba, Kodem Zmano. Okay. Now here's the Rabbeinu Haigon's view about what to do in the case of davening before the Zman. So let's just get... Richard, do you want to read that for us? Rabbeinu Haigon, still cited in this Rabbeinu Yonah.
Rabbeinu Haigon,
so Rav Haigon's advice is to not say the Birchos Kriyas Shema in Shul when you're saying Kriyas Shema before the Zman. All you should do is you could say the Psukim of Kriyas Shema without Kavanah Latzeis, But you should not recite the brachos then. Why not? Because he's worried that then when you recite the Kriyat Shema Bizman, you won't be mekayim the brachos Bizman Kriyat Shema. Ulach Yitzias HaKochavim. So you should do the brachos then. So I don't know anybody who does this. Anybody does this?
It came up recently for me.
Yeah, me. So you go to early minyan?
No, I went to I went to Spanish Portuguese shul for one, and they have some weird calculations mind there, but they totally do the charge of the sasri, and I didn't realize until it was too late. And I was like, whatever, talk. I was just, ever talk. I did. I got in the charge of the sasri, but
why is that affecting your Kriyat Shema? It's too early, for Kriyat Shema.
Right. But they got me into a discussion with someone about this whole thing. And he was saying that something that Rav Schechter, something that I heard, something about saying the brachos afterwards. And I was like,
That's the Rav Haigon, right? Rav Haigon says, don't say the brachos in shul. You should just say the...
And someone said that, yeah.
So he thinks you should say the brachos with Kriyat Shema after it says. L'chora... He feels very strongly that the bracha should be bizman that you're being mekayim the actual mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Right? Now notice, it sounds like he thinks this is true for both brachos of Kriyat Shema. Right? That those should be preferably be said together with your Kriyat Shema itself.
And probably also probably the ones after the one after.
Correct. But it's not clear if he thinks that we don't know from his view whether this has a din of a birchas mitzvah. From Rav Haigon's view, right? All we know is that Rav Haigon feels very adamant, opposed to the view of the Rashba that we saw in the Tshuva, very strongly that the birchos Kriyat Shema have to be with the zman kiyum mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. But we don't know if he believes that's because the Birchas HaMitzvah or for some other reason. What's that noise that's buzzing? Is the heater in this room?
Yeah.
You want to shut it off and see if it stops buzzing. Okay. So that's the most important thing that I want us to take out of this Ravina Yona is the Shita of Rav Amram Gon, that there actually is a Birchas HaMitzvah of Kriyat Shema. When you're doing Kriyat Shema after Tisak Kochavim, and the Rabbeinu Yonah's disagreement that better to make the bracha of Avas Olam, and this view of Rabbeinu Haigon that it's better to hold off on all the Birchos Kriyat Shema for the Kiyum Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Bizmano. But is there any way to divine from Rabbeinu Haigon whether this is a din that these brachos serve as a birchas mitzvah?
What else would they be?
They could be just like, brachos that chazal were mesader shavach lohoda al seder kriyat shema. But you're saying then you should have said like the Rashba that you could do them out without kriyat shema itself?
Yeah, why would it be so important to attach both to kriyat shema?
Let's see. Lachar yitzias hakochavim, yikra kriyat shema im birchoseha, lotzeis yidei chovaso. Yapishinu sa megula tefila, asher inspal tefila v'kore kriyat shema, achar kach im birchoseha, lekavanas chova. What do you guys think of Richard's point? Yeah, Richard's point is just like, why else would there be such a kepeda of keeping the brachos associated with kriyat shema, bizman chiyuva, if the brachos are not birchos hamitzvah and kriyat
shema? Still the way that, I mean
the Rashba,
right,
the Rashba.
It's where the Chacham are talking it.
Like, right.
It doesn't necessarily prove one way or the other.
But let's follow, if you buy the Rashba's argument is that you could always make the birchos kriyat shema before tzeis because they're just birchos shavach lehoda. Right? So if you accept that premise of the Rashba, then I think Richard's right that you want to read Rav Haigon as saying, oh, if they're Birchos Shavach, then the Rashba's right. Because why would a Bircha Shavach have to be said with Kriyat Shema itself? They're brachos that Chazal instituted separately, and then they just kind of associate it with Kriyat Shema. But it shouldn't totally on the Zman of Kiyam Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema, right? That'd be the claim. And that's why Rav Haigon, the point that he's disagreeing with the Rashba is not that, oh yes, I agree there are Birchas Shavach Lohodah, just I think the Birchas Shavach Lohodah have to be Zman Kriyat Shema. He's agreeing to that. He agrees that if they're Bircha Shevach Lodah, they could be said before. But he's accepting the Ramban's point that they're Bircha Mitzvah. That's what you want to read it, Richard? Maybe.
Yes, yes. Anyway, he could. I mean, can you see that he still thinks it's Bircha Shevach, but just
yeah, and just disagree with the Rashba that a Bircha Shevach should still be, because based on the way Chazal are masakin, and it should be Al Seder Kriyat Shema. Okay. Okay, let's wrap up this year today. I want to point us to another major debate that seems to be about the nature of... Why are you smiling? What?
The words, let's wrap up this year.
No, because it's reminding me of something that's said before earlier tonight.
Looks like the net is... What?
I have to go at 1:30.
1:30? Oh, we have to 1:30?
You can continue. I have to.
No, I like that. I said I'm wrapping up, and you're expecting 34 more minutes this year.
that's
standard for Sunday.
We haven't said one more thing yet.
What?
We haven't said one more thing.
That was one more thing that.
Short
marker.
What? Just said, I want to point you to my focus, so that's usually going to take us a little bit of time.
What?
It doesn't sound. Okay.
All right, we'll see. All right. Okay. So let's go back to page 2. Let's look here at the page 3. The quick debate in the Rishonim about the Kriyat Shema that we say in Birchas HaShachar as distinct from the Kriyat Shema that we say before Shemoneh Esrei. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right after Birchas HaShachar. So the Tur quotes that, and he quotes that Fichach anachnu chayim lehodos lecha, etc. Ashreinu shenachnu mashkim arivim er roker b'chol yom pamayim ve'omrim shmai yisrael Hashem lekenu Hashem echad. And then some sidurim havi ahavta, and sometimes you're told that if you're cutting close to this man Kriyat Shema, you should be mechavein to be yotzei Kriyat Shema then, early. Now the question is, what should you do if you're going to make Zman Kriyat Shema for your regular Kriyat Shema? Is there a problem with trying to be Yotzei Kriyat Shema with the Kriyat Shema of Birchas HaShachar? Good. So the Tur quotes Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. All right. So is that, do you want to read Rabbi Yehuda Chassid in the Tur?
So
Rabbi Chassid would be mechaven to be mekayim mitzvahs Kriyat Shema with the Birchas HaShachar Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad. Why did he do that? Mishum. It's a krubit. I think these are like they would add in all these extra piyutim and stuff like that. Yeah, like they're davening would schlep out so long they wouldn't get to Kriyat Shema in Shacharis until much later. So Rabbi Yehuda Chassid would be mechaven to be yotzei Kriyat Shema with the Kriyat Shema of Birchas HaShachar. Okay, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Seems to be a good thing.
It may be a good thing.
Is there a possibility that the Baruch Shem Kvod Baruch Hu Torah has an element here for getting you out of a bracha levatala?
Not sure. Why? Because I'm not sure why the Baruch Shem Kvod Baruch Hu Torah. I guess he just thought that was part of the Kiyum.
Yeah, because it's helpful, I guess, to say. You're just saying, but.
more. He wants more of Kriya Shema there.
So
sounds like it.
Unrelated. Not like when you're putting on tefillin.
Correct. It's not a suffix brachos issue, right? So the Gra points out here that he doesn't like this. Vilinira. Go ahead, Zev. So we already spoke about the second issue in the Gra, about the smichas gula l'tfila concern, that if you're yotzei kriya shema and pesukei dezimra and pirsa shachar, you don't get smichas gula l'tfila. But notice the primary concern is that she'ein zenachum lotzeis below brachos. It's bidyevet mekayim kriya shema without pirchoseha. So it's kind of against that view of the Rashba. Right, the Rashba's view is the brachos have nothing to do with Kriya Shema. The Gra here, like that day of Rav Haigon, just here it's the morning, there it's the evening, feels very strongly that Meikra Adin, you shouldn't be Yotze, you shouldn't try to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Shema without its brachos. So that's why Yudavka should not be Mechavein to Mekayim Shema and Birchos HaShachar if you're able to get Kriya Shema with its brachos in Kodem Sof Zmana. Within the Zman Kriya Shema. Okay?
Wait, but the Yudav Chatzar is only doing it because of that concern that he might not be Yotze. I mean, he wasn't just Samdu, I mean, it was Kazi.
Right, but according to the Rashba, you might say, what's the big deal? Does the Birchas Kriya Shema have nothing to do with Kriya Shema itself? Which is his point, that in Mariv, you could do the Birchas Kriya Shema Shalob Zmana. Right, and then when you repeat Kriya Shema later, there's no Maila in doing it with the Brachos, which is the opposite of Rav Haigon's view. Which says if you're going to do Kriya Shema Bizmana after Tzeis, you need the brachos. Right? So I'm saying you have a parallel machlokes here about the Shachar Shema, about whether is there some presumption against being Mekayim Kriya Shema in Birchas HaShachar. And the Gra is saying, yes, there's a presumption against it because then you're doing Shema without its brachos, and that's only B'diavad. I think the Rashba wouldn't say that. And you can see here, it seems to be a machlokes Rishonim. Let's see. Yeah, this debate is made explicit in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef Simen Mem Vav. You see, the Ra'ah has the view of the Gra. What does the Ra'ah say? So the Chasav Ra'ah, etc. Yeah, he says it's wrong to say to Mekayim Shema. In Birchas HaShachar, v'nafki bei, he talks about Birchas HaShachar, v'nafki bei de Kriya Shema de'oraisa in Birchas HaShachar, miu lo mechuber shapir. It's not appropriate, and the only reason why Birchas HaShachar did it, the only reason why other people did it is because Mishum Duchka de Girse, they were so busy, like Tarasa and Nasa. Right, I don't know if he's talking about Bida Nasi or Bida,
Bida
Nasi in the Gemara. Terasim Naso, but Tvei Adif Litzibura Lamemar Birchos Kriyashma Kriyashma Doraisa. And therefore, he actually says you should change the Girsa in Birchos HaShachar that you shouldn't even say a full Shema there. You should just say V'omrim Pamayim Ba'ava V'omrim Hashem Lakeinu Hashem Echa. Don't say Shema Yisrael. So that there's no chashash that you're actually going to be Mekayim Pasuk Rishon of Shema then. I noticed v'chein kasa bo'al moed v'shem haramban zal. I want to look that up. That would be the Ramban l'shitaso, that he believes Abba Rabba is a birchas ha-mitzvah, and therefore Yudavka don't want to be Mekayim Kriya Shema without its brachos.
Wait, so, but why is the reason that we say this in Birchas HaShachar anyways?
I think because of this Rabida Chassid.
I'm saying, but like that, it should only be there. Like it should be like a thing, like in gray. Say, oh, if you're running short, why is that part of the canon? It's, everyone says it. Even if you're not running short,
Why is it there in the nusach?
I'm saying like it should be like there in gray, like saying like, oh, if you're running all the time, but like why is it? Why does everyone say it? Like that?
That's your actual synergy.
I guess that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I wonder if you go back to the Tour's original formulation. Saying, why does the Nuscha Bracha have it?
Just for a case or in the circumstances.
Right. Interesting.
Especially if it could cause a problem, like actually being Yonsei.
Right.
Like if you just have to have the Afghan that good of Kavana, it just sounds like that would be a bad.
Right. I wonder, I think it's an interesting question. I wonder if really the Birchas Kriyat Shema are supposed to be, there's kind of a problem that it sounds from Hilchos Kriyat Shema that Kriyat Shema is supposed to be the first thing you do in the morning. Right? Like it's, you wake up, Birchas HaShachar, and Kriyat Shema.
Well, that was before they actually had a set.
Psukei Dezimra, right. So I think Psukei Dezimra messes it up because now we do Psukei Dezimra before Birchas Kriyat Shema. And so then you're doing all this other stuff, and then Kriyat Shema gets delayed for later. So I wonder if that was a way of trying to have Kriyat Shema right. It breaks the chakras when you get out of bed with Kriyat Shema right then. But then once you create Psukei Dezimra, then you have like this, like you're delaying Kriyat Shema till later. So it's probably something.
Is that what the Torah is referring to as krovitz, or is that something else?
No, I think the krovitz is like when they would add in some stuff.
Because they were so pious.
Well, you see like these, the Bali Tosos, they're always writing poetry to add into your morning routine.
Right.
Like Ofanim and Kruvim and stuff like that. Okay, so the Rock quoted in the Beis Yosef is opposed to this, based off the Ramban, which would be the Ramban L'Shita. So, but you could see, and therefore he wants to change the girsa even and take out Shema Yisrael, Shema Kino, so Shema Yisrael. The Beis Yosef then quotes that's not the custom. Who is reading? Ezra, you're reading? Or who is reading? Is Ezra, you reading? Beis Yosef? Or was I reading the Beis Yosef? I was reading the Beis Yosef? Why was I doing that? What? Yeah, Shlomo Chuvar Shapir. Do you want to read the Beis Yosef?
What? He's good. He pretends to be up close, but he's really hiding behind the computer. It's like a slow in your
computer. Okay, V'yachshav Nagu Olam.
V'yachshav Nagu Olam, Lomar Pasuk Rishon Shal Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Yehuda Nasi, Mishum Kriyat Shema, Mitzibur Havi Atar, and Neitzacham. L'kha Chronik, so Pasuk Kod, and Yerushem, Asha Kriyat Shema, also Asha Kriyat Shema, also a Pasuk, Yeh Kod, and Neitzacham.
That you're C2
So is it now the Oyvam is now to say the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, because Kriyat Shema Mitzvah, Havi Achar Mitzvahama was after Mitzvahama, El Kapron is a pasuk Kodim Shem Ashash Kriyat Shema, also a pasuk Yehudim Mitzvahama. Because less the first pasuk.
It's not super clear what he's saying here.
Yeah, I think what he's saying is he's saying that the Zman is as early as possible even before, and therefore that's why we did this, so you can.
I mean, exactly to the point you were asking before.
Yeah, but I didn't get it when I first read it until now.
Right, maybe that's what he's saying. Mishum dekriyas shema betzivur haba achar neitzachama al kachkor noso pasuk kodem shema shas kriyas oso pasuk yeh kodem neitzachama.
What do you mean,
Shema? Yeah, it's strange. Why are you saying that? Maybe that's what he's trying to say. He's like, maybe there's a general presumption you want Kriyat Shema to be as early, like B'shach B'chal B'Kumecha, Pashab Shad is B'Kumecha, the first thing should be Kriyat Shema. Right? Just like that's what we said when we did the Shiurim and Mashkim Lashanos. Right? The thought is that the first thing you're supposed to be doing is Kriyat Shema. Near Mary Shami Shakshafti Bisamach, Shahayim Min Hagam Bitsibor Likras Kriyashma Bizmana, Vachwara Fana Bhosewa, Vyafi Shabitchila Karakula Vatam. So here's the point. Why do we do this double Kriyashma? Why are we machavim to be Mekayim Kriyashma and Birchas HaShachar and then to repeat it later on with the brachos? Right? Meaning, why be Mekayim Kriyat Shema Midaraisa and then do the brachos later on in Shacharis? So what do you say about Tam? Yeah, and who does he think is the mocker for that? So that's the Beis Yosef talking. Then he cites the Rashba about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, about how you could say Kriyat Shema after Tisa Da'at the Brachos, because the Brachos are just Birchas Hashem
Kol Hoda. I mean, we don't say this, though. I mean, the Beis Yosef seems to say, like, that's what we should be, like, you should be able to say your Kriyat Shema in the morning without the Brachos, but we don't.
It's an interesting question. I wonder who you speak to. Like, what's the kavana that people
also
have?
If that's really true, why not just say all three paragraphs?
Some people do.
What? No, I'm saying, he's not even saying running out of time thing. He's saying, like, it's better to say it earlier. So it's better to say it earlier. Why just argue with you know, possibly just say the whole, at least sort of the first two or whatever.
It is, I don't know, if you see lots of shuls, let's say, in the winter, when you have a short day, so like all the 8:45 minyanim.
Okay, but
like maybe like they probably don't hit. Do they hit? I don't know. Do they hit Zman Kriyat Shema?
When they don't, they
sorry.
Say this, all Shema.
Okay, but that's different. That's he's saying.
Sorry,
he's
in
saying,
the summer. In the summer,
he's saying the Chachilu doesn't say that. This doesn't matter. He's saying you should always.
Right.
You should always dab it and say because it's earlier and
say Kriyat Shema. Right, but he's saying I don't. You want the brachos, birchas Kriyat Shema? I said no, birchas Shema. Right. Doesn't matter.
I don't think people like. I don't think people hold it.
I mean, you don't think people generally are trying to do Kriyat Shema?
Yeah, it's only if you think if you're worried about this month. If he says it's not even about that.
So. Right, it sounds like there's a din of being makdim Kriyat Shema deraisa kol ma she'efshar. It's pretty interesting. Basically, like our matbeas atila is set up in a way that you can't do it perfectly. Right? Because if you think you should have psukei dezimra, then you're kind of schlepping out your Kriyat Shema to later.
Well, if you start before his mom, that's fine.
What? Oh.
You can say Psukei Dezimra before it's not Kriyat Shema.
There you go. That's the way to do it, you're saying. What you should really be doing is you should start your wake up.
That's what Nate said. I mean, that's what Nate said. So you start.
Well, Nate's, no, because Nate's tries to hit Nate, but you have a los already, Mishayaki.
I understand, you're ready.
It's my Kriyat Shema. Right?
So the way to get both is to do a really long Kriyat Shema. Then you can both do Shema as early as possible and get. And
but then you're on Smichas Gula Tila. Right, you need like a 70 minute, a 70 minute, because your standard views are 72 minutes from Alos until Nates. Right,
that's what I'm saying.
Maybe Mishayak is not so much.
You're really slow.
After
Nates, everywhere, just like
right. There's no perfect way. It's kind of a funny thing.
Very close.
What a lesson in life! What a lesson in life! There's no perfect way to Mekayim all the Dina Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. It's a little bit like Avinu Tam said that the Nates people. They're just so zealous about Tvila. What was it? They're so zealous about Tvila at Nates that they're willing, and Smichas Gula Tvila, that they're willing to daven Kriyat Shema Shel Bezmana. Right? So here's there's no perfect way to do it, because really you should be doing Kriyat Shema as early as possible. But then you can't do Psukei Dezimra.
Also, if you did that, you wouldn't get Smichas Gula Tvila.
Because you have Nates much later.
Right.
Right.
So maybe there's no assumption that you should do it as early as.
But maybe you should wake up. I would have said that then you should wake up a little before Nates. First thing you do is Birchas Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, and then do Psukei Dezimra later or something. Maybe that's really the ideal way to do it. I assume we don't do it that way because Chassidim are Rishonim by Mishai and Shah Achas Kodem Tefillah.
So
you could have done Kriyat Shema with the Brachos. Wait. Meaning do, because Chassidim HaRishonim is really, Psukei Dezimra, meaning,
we don't wait.
Show in Sha'achas the din in Tila, not a din in Kriyat Shema.
You're saying you'd wait between Kriyat Shema and Tila?
Right, then you lose Smichas Gula Tila. Right. And then there's no way to get it all perfect. There are all these competing interests.
The Gemara itself says that the Seder of the Brachos is an market, right?
Now, right.
That seems to imply that you can say them after.
No, but you're still saying one of them. You're still saying Avarabo with.
No, but it doesn't make it. Maskana doesn't necessitate that you say at least one of them beforehand.
The Gemara seems to imply that. The Gemara says which one of them they say.
It says the Yamanon would do it, but it doesn't say that.
But it does say Barcha Barcha Achas.
Yeah.
Right, no, it says that they wouldn't do that. But
you don't need to.
Maybe you don't need to.
Right, but that's the debate here. So the Rash, if you're with the Rashba, that you could get rid of the brachos because there's Dibri Shevach, and that's what the Beis Yosef is endorsing here.
Right, you have this.
Yes, and you could have Mashkim, you could have Mashkim Lekriya, Bishach Lecha, you have the perfect Bishach Lecha.
Right.
So you have the perfect Uvekumecha for Kriyat Shema. But then you lose out on the Gruz point and the Ra'az point that the Baruchos Kriyat Shema are Me'ikar Din Kriyat Shema. Right?
Right, but I'm saying according to the Beis Yosef, this is literally the perfect way to do it. Yotzei midaraisa
as early as possible. Right.
You can
Yotzei
the brachos later, and you get
some chas
gula tefillah. Everything works out.
Right, except you don't have the Ramban and the Ra'az and the Graz, Birchos Kriya Shema being Kisidron, minimal
yeah.
Klar leading up to Kriya Shema.
You just don't hold that sheet goes.
Correct.
Doesn't.
Correct. Correct. And that's why he's endorsing the Rashba's view.
Right.
100%. Okay. Good, everybody. Everyone good with that? Look at this one other comment of the Beis Yosef in Siman Samech, in Or HaChaim. Beis Yosef here writes, Mashma mi divrayim. Dilman da amar brachos makos zu azu, kolomar sheim lo amar ela bracha achas chaverta meakvasa. So if you hold brachos ma'akva zu'azu, then you can't have one bracha without the other bracha. Right? Which means, l'chora, that you can't have... So there's a day out there, brachos ma'akva zu'azu. It's not going to be paskin that way. It seems to be the Gemara's mesupik about it. But according to the tzad, the brachos ma'akva zu'azu, I think you'd say both brachos are of equal stature. Because you can't have Ava Rabba without Yotzer Or, and you can't have Yotzer Or without Ava Rabba. That would be like against the Ramban's idea that only one is a Birchas HaMitzvah, L'chora.
You could have a different
What?
You could have a different
Yeah, I think it's an interesting suggestion. It's a little weird to think that, because remember, the Rashba's whole point is that once they're Birchas Shevach, they're really dispensable. Or they're not mutually dependent. Or certainly Kriya Shema is not dependent on them. What? But that's might all be din l'chatchila. I agree that that's possible. I would say the most intuitive way to go with this shita is to say that both brachos are birchos hamitzvah, like the Or Zeruah direction.
Well, also, what does that mean? Where do we have the two birchos hamitzvah?
Yeah, like what would be another paradigm for that?
Tefillin?
Yeah, tefillin might be a nice example. The question there is tefillin, tali, and it being two mitzvahs or one mitzvah.
Yeah.
But you might say there are
two different. I guess
right. You might
say two different dimensions.
Yeah. Right. There's the avas. There's the different. These are different like dimensions of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. This itself is interesting because we saw that Kriya Shema might have Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim, Kabbalas Mitzvos, Yichud Hashem. Right. Like so there's a lot of different things packed into Kriya Shema, so it's okay. It might be analogous to the two brachos on tefillin. That might be a good example. Talmud Torah is interesting. It depends if you think Lasuk B'Dibris are they all Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah?
Right. Possibly. Like Mer and Shas and Nisim both Birchas HaMitzvah.
I think Shas and Nisim is difficult to view as a Birchas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah. It's
Would
worth
you say in between Lahavik Mer and lighting candles.
You do.
But it's
like a Shefianu type question.
Yeah.
So the way the Beis Yosef understands this, if you hold brachos ma'akva zu'azu, im lo amar ala bracha achas chaverta ma'akvasa, meaning you can't be mekayim one bracha without the other. Av'af yidei zu shebirech lo yatza. Then he says, v'hu adin nami im kore kriyashma belo birchosea, af yidei kriyashma kitikuna lo yatza. Very interesting idea here. That the actual kiyum mitzvah of Kriya Shema, I don't know if he means midaraisa.
Yeah, I think he means like the way it was set up by the
Rabbi. It could be. Unless he thinks that midaraisa also, like according to Yishami Sheva v'yom hilal ticha mishpatei tzikecha. Right, because the kiyum midaraisa is that it has this full fleshed out theme. Chazal gave the kiyum midaraisa a certain matbea. But yeah, midaraisa, you would need to flank Kriya Shema with these more extensive developments of the themes of Kriya Shema.
How do you explain the suggestion that?
So it's like, "Amar ena ma'akvo zu'azu, im kara kriyashma belo birchoseha yidei kriyashma miyayatza." Kind of funny that he has this asymmetry between, if it's ma'akvo zu'azu, then kriyashma kitikuna lo yatza. But if ena ma'akvo zu'azu, then kriyashma yatza. But he should have said the only thing that's at issue here is kriyashma kitikuna. And in one scenario, you're yotze kitikuna. In one case, you're yotze shelo kitikuna.
What do you think kitikuna means? Like
the right way.
No.
No, the most probably means the most ideal way.
No, but like
mena muvchar.
Meaning, like you still, meaning you still been yosei, you mean the race, and just not the way
right.
It was in the time.
Correct. But I'm just saying, it's just funny that he says that if you hold Eina Mako Zu Azu, you did Kriya Shema Yata.
Right.
It's just a little asymmetric to when he says you're Lo Yata Kitikuna. But either way, the point here is that the Beis Yosef acknowledges that this debate about the Chashivas of the Brachos seems to be built into the Gemara's analysis of Brachos Ma'akvo Zu Azu or Eina Ma'akvo Zu Azu.
That. So the question is you about how you can say one of them later on independently.
Avathilam.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Or that would have to hold either Brachos Emakwa Zuzu.
Which means the Seder's not
good. Right. Or it would hold like the Orzarua that you could somehow.
Some logic that it connects up to the first
earlier ones. Right. Which would be like an Orzarua type principle where you don't have overlaps Yasa in the immediate sense.
But this is not. Talking about like the Russian understanding and other Rishonim about that when it says Brachos Ma'akvos, it means the Seder. This is talking just when it says Ma'akvos, it means
correct.
That
that actually it means the lacking of a bracha.
But if you just think it's just the Seder, then you can it doesn't matter.
For sure. Okay, so everybody, that's very important. Brachos Ma'akvos Zu Azu, I think, would give chashivas to Yotzer Or and Avarava to be on equal footing. Although I acknowledge Ned's possibility that one could be Birksha Chodat Ma'akad Birksha Mitzvah, but I think that would be very strange. Right? But I do agree this would be opposed to something like Rabbeinu Yonah's suggestion that you would just make Avarava. At least on its face, it's opposed to that suggestion. Okay.
I mean, for those who are Hoshesh, that you have to say both in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, don't worry about it. You can rely on the Sinkhut.
Right, or Paigon's. Or Paigon's there.
Yeah. Well, that's not Paigon's there. Paigon is just saying.
You have to say both Yotzer.
Well? Paigon says he said it's Rav.
That's a Raman.
Yeah.
Or Raman says you can just make Asher Kishon so it's on a Likros Shema. Rav Paigon says, no. If you want to make Kriya Shema after Tzeis, you need to make both Avarava and Yotzer Or after Tzeis. Right? Okay, let's end today's share with this Gemara and Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Let's just read through the Gemara for a second to get the Shaka Vitaria about my Bracha Acha. So, Tznan Hasam. Ned, do you want to read for us? Amar Lanam Muna.
Yeah, Amar Lanam Muna. Birchu B'Kriya Acha.
So this was the Seder of Tefillah and Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, right?
Yeah. So when you have one, you have to bring about, it comes up with, it's a package deal.
So it sounds like they would make one bracha and then they would say Shema,
yeah.
Right? So what was the bracha achas that they would say in the Beis HaMikdash? So my bracha achas.
My bracha achas. They investigated this. Lo habiyalei dina. Ve'atu shayutu de'akna lo habiyalei. They asked him.
It's kind of funny. Nobody knew what bracha they made in the Beis HaMikdash on Kriya Shema.
Yeah.
I mean, they have all these things. They didn't know what they did.
Right. Right.
Ve'atu shayutu de'akna. Amar hu achyam shmul avra.
So one day is that they made Avarava. Yeah, so I think this is really interesting because we're acknowledging that in the Beis HaMikdash they only made one bracha. If you say Avarava, so that's like the Ramban's view and like Rabbeinu Yonah's view that the real bracha on Kriya Shema is Avarava. The Ramban's view in Daf Yud Aleph and Yotzer Or is dispensable. It's just a Bircha Shevach Vodah. But if you hold like the second view in the Gemara, I think that's a little more intriguing, that it's Yotzer Or, like Reish Shimon ben Lakish's view, maybe that suggests that Yotzer Or is the more prominent, indispensable bracha for Kriya Shema, more so than Avarava. So I know when we were reading the Or Zeruah, some of you were kind of saying this is not what the Or Zeruah is saying, and I don't think it's what the Or Zeruah is saying. But is it conceivable that for Reish Lakish, Yotzer Or is the Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema and not Avarava.
Alternatively, it could be a totally different kind of institution of Beit HaMikdash. Like you see that they're reading Aseret Divrot, which I know they did also, but like Gemara itself said that they wanted to institute it as part of Shema, they didn't do it because...
The Minim.
Yeah. No, not Minim, because it's too long.
No, that was Bilam. It's too long. So Kriyash, starts at Dibros because of the Tarmas Aminim.
Yeah, so it might be completely different.
Maybe, although let's see what the Gemara says. So, but everybody see, at least we have one day in the Gemara here that Yotzer Or is the bracha that's more connected with the recitation of Shema rather than Abba Rabba.
Yeah.
And I think that would bring to prominence, whether you hold this as a Birchas HaMitzvah or not, it would certainly bring to prominence the connection between Kriya Shema and the changing of the day, or the, you know, Mavri Yom Mevi Laila, the Po'al Hashem Le'abitu Su'ei Nechem Maron dimension, that the connection between Kriya Shema is maybe like even itself a bracha on the Avos Hashem of the new day coming into existence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Ki asa Rav Yitzchak Rav Yosef Amar Hadar Bzrika La Beferishet Mar LeMechlala Itmar. How do they know that Rav Zrika held it was Yotzer Or Mechlala? It was implied. How? Damar Rav Zrika. Because he inferred that brachos are not makos. Now the thought of the Gemara is that if the bracha they made was Avas Olam Avaraba, then it's no raya that brachos in makva zozu, because maybe this was before Zmana, so early in the morning, and it was too early to make a bracha b'yotzer or. So you can't bring a raya that brachos are in on that brachos are in makva zozu if it's a case where there was no possibility to make the bracha. At least that's the Gemara's logic. Iyam is b'shalom b'yotzer or. You can only infer brachos in makva zuazu if the thing that they omitted was Abba Rabba. But if it was the other way, yela I amr is Abba Rabba Abba amr, if they made Abba Rabba and didn't say Yotzer Or because Yotzer Or was too early, my brachos in makva zuazu. Which is a way of saying there's no mechayiv yet. Right, there's no mechayiv of saying Yotzer Or yet. Sequence meaning they would make it after Kriya Shema. Right. You could have read Brachos Emakwa Zuazu as saying that it didn't say the Brachos. What I want us to take out of this Gemara is just, again, the possibility within the Shaka Vatari, according to Reish Lakish, that Yotzer Or is the crucial Bracha for Kriya Shema rather than Abba Rabba, which would be the opposite of the Ramban suggestion. Okay? Again, it's Machlugas in the Gemara itself. Ramban's going with one day, but in terms of the logical space, I want us to capture the centrality of Yotzer Or. Okay, so let's stop here for today. Shkoyach, everyone. Very good job.